Welcome back. I'm John Papa. This is Corey Schumann. We're here to talk to you about out-of-browser, right?
Out-of-browser.
I forgot we were talking about for a moment. So we're here to talk about out-of-browser Silverlight. So we've got this lab. It's module 5, I believe.
It is module 5.
Pull that up on the screen. And it's got 4 exercises. This lab is great if you're pulling your applications from another technology or even just if you're doing regular Silverlight in the browser and you want to learn how to use out-of-browser application features. And this particular lab is going to walk you through building a out-of-browser web browser.
Right.
Basically.
Right.
So people can have like a kiosk application. And
exactly.
I'll let Corey go through that. But this first video is we're going to walk through exercises 1 and 2. 1's very short. It's how do you enable out-of-browser. And then 2, we're going to talk about how do you detect if you're installed or if you're out-of-browser or in the browser. Correct?
Exactly.
So what does this application do, Corey?
So as you mentioned, it's simply a web browser with some bookmarks. And it's analogous. What we're trying to do here is show how Silverlight can be kind of business-oriented.
Okay.
And although a web browser, there are many out there, different flavors, and they're improving all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen an influx of kiosk-centered applications or applications where they're strictly just desktop, kind of installing
right.
from CDs or over the LAN.
Like in malls or hotels or other public locations.
Exactly. So what this lab does is kind of focuses on if you're a developer who is very familiar with developing for the desktop, how to ease them into developing Silverlight for the desktop. And so the way you do that is to enable out-of-browser, which
right.
is exercise 1, enabling out-of-browser. Very simple, simply
set. And all your code and everything else is all the same. It's just a few different things when you're out-of-browser that you have to be aware of since you're not running from the browser.
Exactly.
So let's show everybody what that is.
Exactly. So here we have our starter solution, and there are 3 projects. There's the Silverlight project, the Silverlight class library, which contains some of our data objects, and then the standard web projects. If we run this right now, what's going to happen is our application is going to open it up in the browser. And again, if you're developing for the desktop, this kind of brings a little sense of discomfort because you're familiar with desktop applications. So let's enable this application to run in the desktop scenario. So the way we do this is go to our Silverlight project, right-click, and go down to Properties, and right here, there's Enable Running Application Out of Browser.
That's it?
Save, and then what we'll do is we'll run by pressing F5.
I feel like one of those infomercials. That's it?
Yeah, exactly.
If you act now, you can run out of browser.
Absolutely. So it shows us our application. Mm-hmm. And here we're looking at Silverlight.net. It has HTML content. If you right-click, back forward. And then it also has Silverlight content. So the nice thing about this is particularly an out-of-browser feature. It's called the web browser control.
Right.
And so that's kind of another purpose is to show some controls that aren't available to you in the browser.
So the web browser control works in out-of-browser scenarios and allows you to show web content. And the
exactly.
reason it showed that funny gray screen before is because you were running that in-browser.
Exactly.
And it gave that, I think, HTML web browser controls only available out-of-browser message.
Exactly. Exactly. So what's nice is you can run HTML as well as, we can take a look at YouTube. YouTube is a classic Flash, but, you're running Flash, again, HTML. So
you can run Flash inside of Silverlight.
Exactly.
Great.
Exactly. Good if you're doing some ad work,
mm-hmm.
if you want to add ads to your application. So let's close this and take, for example, we'll move on to exercise 2.
So that was exercise 1. That was a long one.
Exactly. Simply enabling out-of-browser.
Right.
And if you noticed that when you ran it, it felt like you were running a desktop application.
Mm-hmm.
In the taskbar, there was that Silverlight app was not running.
You got your desktop icon.
Exactly.
Control panel. You can uninstall it.
Sure. So it should kind of ease the pain if you're kind of coming from WinForms. That way you don't have to deal with
much more familiar.
Exactly. So exercise 2 is detecting if you're running in the browser, and then if you're
why do I care?
So say, for example, for our case, we have a kiosk application, and it shows the web browser control. The web browser control is only available in an out-of-browser scenario. So what you could do is ask the user to come to your site, and
right.
they can come and install the kiosk application onto their desktop. And but if you're running in the browser, you want to show them a nice message saying, hey, you should really install this.
Right. You don't want them to get that gray message that comes up. You
exactly.
Nice message like you're showing here.
Exactly.
Inside the document.
So if we come back here, set the web projects as a startup project, you can kind of see, go back to the gray screen, and here it says HTML is enabled only in outer browser. And
not very user-friendly.
Exactly. We're clicking around, and nothing's happening. User would say this is broken.
They have no idea they have to right-click on this gray area to install it.
Right.
Who would?
So included in the project, in the Silverlight project, there's some XAML already created called install prompt. And as you can see, there are two panels in here, and we'll actually move this panel.
So we can see, yeah.
Yeah, out of the way a little bit.
We like Control-Z, that's okay.
Yeah, Control-Z, exactly. So what this is there are two panels here. One is called already installed, which will show, we'll add some code to show this, saying the application is already installed. And then there's also the application needs to be installed, prompting the user.
Right.
So what we need to do is check to see if it is installed.
Mm-hmm.
If it is not, then we'll enable the install button to install it. Then we'll set the root visual, which is the topmost visual layer in your application, and we'll toggle between showing the main screen if it's in a desktop context,
right.
Or if you're running in the browser, we'll show the install prompt.
Like an install prompt screen.
Exactly.
Right? User control, yeah.
So here, let's take a look at the code behind install prompt.xaml.cs. We'll open that up. The first thing we're going to do is add an event handler for the loaded. And what loaded will do, I should spell it right first.
That would help, yes.
Plus equals tab tab. And what we'll do here is I'm going to go over to Notepad where I have some pre-baked, pre-baked code. And with the loaded method, or in the loaded event handler, what we're going to do is application.current.install state, we're checking to see if the application is installed.
Mm-hmm.
If it's installed, then what we're going to do is we're going to hide the install panel, and then we're going to show the already installed panel.
So based upon the install state, we're going to toggle the panel's visibility
right.
For what we just created in XAML.
Exactly. There's one last piece of business that we need to do here, and that is, say for example, they do see the install prompt. And when you click the install button,
it's not just going to magically install it, is
exactly.
it?
Exactly. So we're going to have add a click event handler, this dot install button. Again, that's named in XAML.
Right, it's named inside the lab.
Dot click, add the event.
And you could set these event handlers up through XAML if you wanted to as well. Either way is fine.
Exactly. And here, I'm going to make a go for it, application.current. Dot install instead of copying and pasting code. So fortunately, IntelliSense helps.
You feel pretty safe with three words, didn't you?
Exactly.
All right.
So now if they see the install button, they're going to click it, and it's actually going to call this method, and it's going to install.
And if we wanted to, we could put code in here to say, if it's already installed, don't allow them to actually install. And,
sure.
You know, obviously, you can get a more elaborate with error checking.
Absolutely. So if we run this right now, what we're going to see is that same gray screen in mm-hmm. the browser.
Because it's still loading main page.
Exactly. So it's not very often that you change layout or to root visual, but if you take a look at app.xaml.cs, this is the standard default file. As you can see, there's handling for errors. What we're concerned about here is the startup method.
Mm-hmm.
And the root visual, again, is the topmost visual.
It's the top of the visual tree for Silverlight.
Exactly. And by default, it's the main page. What we're going to do is we're going to check to see at what context you're running in, and we'll go back to get some code from here.
Right, so first we checked in the other page. Once we determine if we're out of browser or not, we're checking in the other page to see, are we installed or aren't we?
Exactly.
Before we even get there, we have to determine, are we out of browser or not?
Exactly. So here, let's remove that and then paste in. So here, application.current.is running out of browser. So this tells it what context, browser right. or desktop. So if it's running out of the browser, then you'll show the main page.
Which has your web control and all your list box.
Exactly. Yeah. Otherwise, you'll see the install prompts. So let's run this, make sure that the web project is set up as bold in your startup project. So let's run this.
And if you had a shell application, you could actually just keep the code the way it was, load your shell view, and then have this code be inside of the shell view to say, what are you going to load as your sub-user control, user control inside
exactly.
there as well.
Exactly. So fortunately, after testing many times, you uninstall and install. So I have it so that it is uninstalled. I'm going to click install. It's going to prompt me to install the icon on the startup or on the desktop. I'll do both. So click OK, and it fires the application.
Right.
We can take a look at, I believe, the startup, and this is called Silverlight Web, Silverlight Web Browser Application.
Yep.
You can see right there, we click it, and we have another instance.
You have another instance. Two of them now in your taskbar.
Right. So we're good to go.
Now, if you run the show, it's running it in the browser now. We should get that other message, right, that it's already...
Absolutely. So if we refresh this in the browser, the application
already
installed. Exactly.
Right. So in this these two exercises, we learned how to detect to actually make it run out of browser with the checkbox and then save. We learned how to run it either in the web context or to run it as a out-of-browser application. In exercise two, we learned how to both detect if you're running out of browser or not and then create an install experience to determine if somebody can install the application.
Exactly.
So you don't have to do the right-click enabling.
Right.
Awesome. Hey, Corey, thanks a lot, and we'll see you back for the next exercise.
Thanks.